Hello and welcome to The Word, your daily dose of Dominican preaching. Today, from the shores of Lake Erie in the United States, you have me, Father Scott Steinkirchner. I'm the editor here at The Word, and I'm also a traveling preacher and a writer. My preaching today is entitled The Widow's Faith. A reading from the first book of Kings. The brook near where Elijah was hiding ran dry, because no rain had fallen in the land. So the Lord sent to Elijah, "Move on to Zarephath of Sidon and stay there. I have designated a widow there to provide for you." He left and went to Zarephath. As he arrived at the entrance of the city, a widow was gathering sticks there. He called out to her, "Please bring me a small cupful of water to drink." She left to get it, and he called out after her, "Please bring along a bit of bread." She answered, "As the Lord your God lives, I have nothing baked. There's only a handful of flour in my jar and a little oil in my jug. Just now I was collecting a couple of sticks to go in and prepare something for myself and my son. When we have eaten it, we shall die." Elisha said to her, "Do not be afraid. Go and do as you propose. But first, make me a little cake and bring it to me. Then you can prepare something for yourself and your son. For the Lord, the God of Israel, says, 'The jar of flour shall not go empty, nor the jug of oil run dry, until the day when the Lord sends rain upon the earth.'" So she left and did as Elisha had said. She was able to eat for a year, and Elisha and her son as well. The jar of flour did not go empty, nor the jug of oil run dry, as the Lord had foretold through Elijah. The Word of the Lord. This is certainly a story of faith, and Elijah had faith to follow God through difficult times. But 'tis the faith of the widow of Zarephath that I find even more intriguing. Because think of it, when Elijah first comes, this man who's not of her people, not of her kin, says to her, "Bring me a cake." And she tells him, "I have nothing." He says to her, "Bring me one anyway. Then you can fix one for you and your starving son." And she does it. What was she thinking? Perhaps she was thinking that, "Well, I'm starving anyway, and he's starving, and everybody's starving. I might as well at least extend this little act of kindness to a fellow human being who's starving." Or maybe she has just a little bit of faith. She swears to him, "As your God lives, I have nothing." He's a holy man of a different faith, praying to a different God, but a holy man, maybe he can do something. Maybe his God has a wee bit of power. Worth a shot, you had nothing else. But what happens the next day, and the next day, and a week, and a month later, because they ate for a year? I think if I was her, I wouldn't look in that jar. I'd just reach my hand in and pull out some flour, and I'd say, "I don't want to know how much is in there, because whatever is going on, I don't understand, but I just don't want it to end." As we say sometimes, don't look a gift horse in the mouth. If it's working, leave well enough alone. But her faith had to grow, at least in this man Elijah. Thing is, there's no indication that she becomes Jewish. She doesn't leave with him. She doesn't become his wife. She doesn't become his people. When the story's over, the story's over. The rain comes again, and they go their separate ways. So what are we to take from the faith of this widow? I wonder if we have that same faith. Can we trust in things that we can't explain? Do we have hospitality to people who we have no connection with at all, except that they're fellow human beings? Is that enough? Or do we say, they're not from my nation, they're not of my faith, they can fend for themselves? We see this all too much in our world today. Nations drawing nationalist boundaries. Our people matter, those foreigners. They're just stealing from us. It can't be that way with us. And why did God even send Elijah to this foreign land? As Jesus points out later, there were plenty of widows in Israel at the time. It was famine everywhere. Why did God want Elijah to trust in this foreign widow? And why did God want this foreign widow to learn to trust in Elijah? Seems it was breaking down a lot of walls that separate us. And maybe that's the biggest thing that faith should do for us. Thank you.